Hello, you are listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast with Donna Williams. The holidays are here. It is here, people. And it is a time for family, friends, and stress. Lots and lots of stress. Between buying the perfect gift, attending holiday parties, and dealing with family dynamics. It's easy to let the holidays get the best of you, but it doesn't have to be that way. And I'm here to help you today to make sure it doesn't get out of hand and you're not filled with stress. And if any tension should arise, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to provide you with steps in dealing with it. Hi, I'm Donna Williams, your certified holistic health coach, owner and creator of InfoOnHighBloodPressure.com website. I run short Whole Foods-based group detox for beginners that focuses on whole grains, lean proteins, and lots of fresh produce. It has an easy-to-follow protocol, and it runs for just 5 days. So it's easy to do, and in no time you see results and it is over. I work with people who have high blood pressure, and particularly women of color, because I am one. The best part of working with my clients is that I get to help them shift their habits so they are able to lower their blood pressure with results that impress even their doctors, all the while still eating food that tastes good. So today, I want to ask you if you know someone with high blood pressure, or if you are interested in finding out more about this 5-day whole food detox. I have one coming up in January, and I'm providing the link here for you to click on to read more. And most of all, I'm asking for your support. And thank you so much. Let's get started on today's episode. Today's episode is on how to have a stress-free holiday season. I think it is possible. Let's find out how. Stress is an ever-present part of life. Whether we are juggling a job, family, and friends, or just trying to get through the day-to-day grind, it can be challenging. It can be so challenging to just find time to relax and take care of ourselves. Fortunately, many effective strategies for reducing stress and living a healthier life do exist. Since the holiday season is here, with a bit of planning and a positive attitude, you can enjoy yourself this holiday season. So today, let's explore some techniques you can incorporate into your everyday life. Here's how. Let's start by creating a schedule. You might say, that's not so important where stress is concerned, because you're already creating a schedule with your work, your vacation, and your life events. But this is just as important as that. So creating a schedule can bring structure to your days, reducing stress levels significantly. Having plans allows you to plan and anticipate what tasks need to be done each day, so there are no surprises or any last-minute scrambles when things don't go according to plan. Scheduling also gives you more control over your time, which helps reduce the stress by allowing you the flexibility to make adjustments if something unexpected comes up And we all know things, life challenges happen, and we have to be able to pivot on a dime. Next, a budget, especially this time of the year. We have to create a budget and stick to it, because we can get carried away. There's so many discounts that's happening, and we easily get carried away. One of the most significant sources of holiday stress is money. We all know that, right? Money worries can easily damper your holidays. If you're worried about affording gifts for your loved ones or putting food on the table for your holiday party. And remember, come January, you have to deal with that bill. So it's much better to have create a way to take care of it before. That way, there's no stress. The best way to combat this stress is to create a budget. And again, stick to it. Decide how much you're willing to spend on each person on your list. And then find creative ways to stay within that budget. I do that. I create a list. I assign the X amount of money I will spend. And I create an Excel sheet, to be honest. I am watching my budget so that I don't go overboard and get angry and get upset when the credit card bill comes. So, for example, try making homemade gifts or setting a dollar limit for Secret Santa exchanges. Plan ahead, but be flexible. The thing I missed most is we used to have a holiday savings account at one time. This is years and years ago. And then I would put aside X amount of money for my holiday spending at the end of the year. And the bank would give it to you like around September, October. I don't remember exactly when. And you knew you could spend all that money because you already accounted for it. It was like free money. So that way, it helps you manage your stress. So again, plan ahead and be flexible. So another significant source of holiday stress is simply trying to do too much in too little time. If you're constantly running around trying to finish all your shopping, cooking, and wrapping at the last minute, you're not going to enjoy yourself or the holidays. Though, it is exciting to be in the rush and going around and seeing the lights and the offers of the gifts that's out there. It is exciting, but sometimes it can be stressful. So to avoid this stress, try planning as much as possible. And back to this thought, make a list. Make a list of people you need to buy gifts for, recipes you need to make, and errands you need to run so you can stay organized and on track. But also be flexible again. This is where when you're flexible, you don't experience so much stress. The holidays are about spending time with loved ones, remember? Not crossing items off your to-do list. So, if things don't go according to your plan, don't sweat it. The important thing here is that you're surrounded by people who care about you and who you truly love and do want around you. In the midst of all this excitement and chaos and doing so much, remember to take some time for yourself. I'm talking about taking time for self-care. The holidays can be overwhelming. Make no mistake about that. So take some time for yourself. Self-care is important in managing stress and improving your overall well-being. Make sure you carve out time in your day for activities that make you feel good, such as do some exercising, some stretching, some meditating. That is so important. Just that silent, quiet minute, even for 5 minutes, do wonders for you. you can think about reading a book before you go to bed to start to calm your nerves and relax the body. Or listen to some music. Whether it's getting in some extra sleep, taking a long bath, or reading your favorite book by the fire, taking some time out for yourself will help you reduce your stress levels and give you the energy you need to get through the rest of the holiday seasons. You can also engage in activities that help foster mindfulness, like taking a walk outside or writing in your journal. I mean, it's chilly out there, but it's refreshing. Taking time for yourself will help reduce stress and improve your emotional health. I know, because I do it. This time of the year, we tend to go a little bit off our health diet. I'm from Jamaica, so I usually enjoy the Jamaican black cake. That's the fruit cake. It is delicious. But still, try and maintain a little healthy diet and put in some exercise to manage the extra calorie we are having. Eating nutritious foods and regular exercise will help keep your energy levels up during the day and significantly reduce stress. Because sometimes when we get stressful, we have to eat some carbs, some real serious carbs to calm our nerves. So that is where exercising comes in, because exercise releases these endorphins that makes us feel happy and relaxed. Eating healthy foods gives us natural energy, so we don't just feel sleepy and drowsy and fatigued. Rather than relying on sugary snacks or caffeine for a quick pick-me-up. In the midst of this holiday season, we have to include relaxation techniques. Because at times, family members or someone might say the wrong thing or ask you the wrong question. And just taking a deep breath, inhaling a deep breath, and releasing it, it changed the chemical in our brain, released the tension in our body, and we don't really respond. We can respond to the person in a better way. We're not snapping back at the person. So relaxation techniques are a powerful way to reduce your stress levels. From meditative breathing exercises and progressive muscle relaxations to guided imaginary and yoga. Imagery and yoga. And various methods are available to help manage anxiety and ease tension within your body. In addition to making time each day to practice your preferred technique, it is also helpful to identify the specific stress trigger, what is triggering your stress. So that way you can better anticipate and address them should they arise. With consistent use, relaxation techniques can ultimately enable your body and mind to respond more positively to the pressures of daily life. And also, to a family member who's always irritating at family get together. So that way when they arrive, you don't tense up, because you would have your tools in place, your relaxation techniques in place on how to handle that conversation or react to whatever that person may say or do. So this is all about finding better ways to manage stress. Because there's no denying that stress can negatively impact our health and well-being. Whether work-related, relationship-related, or due to significant life events. Stress can wreak havoc. It wreaks havoc on our minds and bodies if not managed properly. So in order to find better ways to manage our stress levels, we need first to understand what causes it in the first place. Once you have identified the underlying cause of our stress, we can adopt effective strategies for dealing with it. Because sometimes, out of the blue, don't you realize you feel your body all tensed up? It's reacting intuitively to something that hasn't strike your consciousness as yet, but your body is already reacting. So some of the techniques or strategies you can use might include meditation or mindfulness practices. Again, exercising helps so much. And engaging in supportive relationships. And though most of us, especially in the Black community, do not believe in seeking out professional help, we need to start seeking out professional help when necessary and making healthy changes to our diet. So, starting today, I want you to take control. Take control of your stress levels and adopt healthier lifestyle habits. We will be able to enjoy greater well-being and higher mental and physical resilience. So this is part of these steps. These new steps that you'll be doing will be part of your New Year goals. I know it sounds a bit early, but we can start to set up your New Year's goal from now. So go ahead and set your New Year's goal now. As the holiday approaches, it's important to take some time to plan for the new year because it's not far off. This is especially true if you're helping to make some changes in your life or achieve specific goals. I'm already planning out the first quarter of next year. So by taking a few minutes to think about what is it you want to accomplish, when you already visualize or know what you want to accomplish and start to put in place plans or steps or activities, it eases the tension and stress level in your body. You can develop a concrete plan that will help you stay on track. Yes, I know it is still November, but we can start thinking about it. And in December, start putting in place concrete plans for the new year. Remember, after November, December is what? Just 30 days? Just all of 30 days? There's not a lot of time to put in place concrete plans. So we can start thinking about it from now. It is also good to set aside some time during the holidays to reflect on the past year. We have so much to be thankful for. I know life is not perfect, but still we are here. And for the fact that we are here in this present moment, we have so much to give thanks for. We can think about what went well. And trust me, we have something that went well. And you might say, oh, everything was bad, or be upset or angry. No, something did go well. Just look back on it and open your mind. Something went well in your life. Of course, you could think about what could have been better. We're always doing that to ourselves. What could have been done better? And that's okay too. Because when we learn what went wrong or the mistakes we make, we can correct once we acknowledge what we could have done better. And the most important thing is, what did you learn? What did you learn over the past year? These insights can help you make more informed choices as you move into the new year. So, as you enjoy the holiday season, take a little time to prepare for the future. It will pay off in the long run. So, the holidays don't have to be stressful. Just remember to create a budget, plan ahead, and take some time out for yourself. And you'll be sure to have a warm, cozy holiday season. And remember, from the mere fact you are alive, stress is unavoidable. But many different strategies for managing it effectively in everyday life do exist. Go over again this podcast and do the steps. And this is just some of the steps. I'm sure there's others that will come into your mind that is specific to your lifestyle that you'll be able to put in place. With these tips in mind, take the steps necessary today to start implementing them to manage stress more effectively. I'd like to toast you and your family and friends to a nutritional, thriving, healthy, and merry holiday season. So please, I have a gift for you. Please download these seasons eating recipe guide link. It's a ebook full of different recipes of desserts, other things you can make and present to your neighbor. You might have a neighbor, an old neighbor. You could cook something that's tasteful and pretty and take it over as a gift for your children's class the last week of school. Take over dessert or any little thing that is part of the season's eating recipe guide. So you'll be able to continue cooking and crafting. So here is to a delicious, healthy holiday season. And remember to click on the guide and download it. It's free. I thank you. I thank you so much for listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast today. And if you find this episode helpful, please take a moment to like this podcast and leave a 5-star review. And tell your friends and family about us. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. And thanks again. And bye for now. And please do give me your feedback. I'd love to hear from you. And see you next week. Bye.